In his latest speech, Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah furiously hinted at the remarks made by Qatar's PM in the Arab League's urgent session on Gaza when he described Arabs as helpless sheep vis-a-vis the Israelis.
Whoever sees himself as a sheep can only refer to himself, but no one has the right to claim that Arabs have become sheep. In Palestine, Lebanon, and many countries in the Arab world, there are lions and heroes. And from here, we stress again that the Islamic Republic of Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah will never abandon Gaza, and we will continue to stand by the Palestinians, fulfilling our religious, national, and humanitarian duty.
Meanwhile, in Lebanon's Palestinian refugee camps, the Qatari PM's remarks have hit the wrong nerve, with many refugees who slammed this description, claiming that the masks are falling for the last time. The refugees who criticized what they described as double standards followed by some Arab state leaders questioned why these same leaders who have been vocal over supporting foreign-backed armed militants in Syria for the past 2 years have stood in silence over the bitterness and suffering of the Palestinian people for over six decades.
Billions of dollars they paid, billions of dollars for a conspiracy against the one Arab state which openly helped us defend our honor, Syria. The Islamic Republic of Iran declared a day for all Kurds. What did they do?
Every time they meet in the Arab League, I prayed that they never agree on anything, because the only thing that they seem to agree on is conspiring against us. Where are their petrodollars? Are the armies for display only?
Here in Lebanon, the refugees seem to have put their lives on hold, flipping from channel to channel to get the latest scoop on what's going on across the fence as the day-to-day program of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who are waiting for that silver lining that could have them back in their homeland, Palestine, sooner than they'd imagined.
My faith has been restored. I have so much belief that when I die, I will be buried in Palestine, in my land.
Since the 1948 Nakba, Lebanon has been host for over 500,000 refugees, a number which statistics claim has at least tripled since the enforced exodus. Though now with the new formulas the Palestinian resistance movement has imposed on the Israelis of becoming a deterrent force and of targeting Israeli cities for the first time in history, the return of these refugees seems to be closer than ever. As the Palestinian resistance continues to counter the Israeli aggression on Gaza, Palestinians in diaspora who have long given up on state-sponsored mediations and negotiations say that they have their hopes set on the Palestinian resistance, which they now see as the only means to put an end to their decades-long misery in the slums of refugee camps. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.